I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Philadelphia is canceling all large events over the next 6 months because of the threat of COVID-19. The Mummers New Year's Day Parade is among the events that will not take place. KYW's John McDevitt spoke with those living near the Mummers clubhouses in the Pennsport neighborhood of South Philadelphia.
Disappointment is the word that we're hearing over and over again down here on 2 Street in Pennsport. Mark Donato has been a Mummer since he was a kid for 50 years. He says the parade is a tradition for his family and it will be missed.
My grandfather was in the parade, you know, my uncles were on the parade, they were on the strutters, and yeah, to see tradition go away like that, it hurts.
But he says he understands why the festivities won't be held.
When, you know, you've seen all the numbers come back, and it's like, I guess we've got to be safe and take precaution.
But residents like Stephanie Wilson and Joel Henley say making a decision this early not to have the New Year's Day parade makes no sense.
Way, way premature.
Yeah, I agree. It's ridiculous.
So disappointed I get, but not understanding or...
No, no understanding.
No, it's too early. We're still in the midst of figuring this out day by day. It's brand new. It's uncharted territory that we're in. Like, how do we know that we're not going to find a vaccine?
Others say they hope the city changes its mind. In Pennsport, John McDevitt, KYW News Radio.